bringing the love to you.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
No, we don't need. We don't need
this
to record.
This is like outtakes. This is outtakes. So
yeah, we can.
I'm like
it.
Bringing the love to you.
Bring the love to you on Valentine's Day with the Yoga Girls, showing you how to love yourself and love the world. So, and look good and feel good while doing it. Check it out.
So funny. The gun and the wink.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think people will like the stuff that we have to post. I think they'll enjoy the shit we have to say.
Well, again, it's real. It's not it's not instructional. Yeah, we can talk instruction, but here, the reality is like, it's just a conversation.
And it's just about real stuff. Like, instead of, a lot of people like to listen to things or watch things that are mindless, and that's fine. Unfortunately, that's the majority. But it's good to actually think and to feel and to learn and discover and be inspired. And I hope that we can all bring that to you guys, because we're going to talk about stuff that's real. We're going to talk about sadness. We're going to talk about struggles. We're going to talk about how are you going to deal with that, how to love yourself. And it's all just a journey, and it's just time, and we're just going through it.
But here's the reality. You say love yourself. That scares the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Do you I know, but you? It doesn't. Yes, that's what I know. So
but
I'm
that's very real.
Yes.
Like me even you knowing you, and you saying, we're going to teach you how to love yourself. I'm like,
okay.
Do you love yourself?
I'm getting there.
Do you love yourself?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I've accepted all my imperfections.
But see, and for me, it's not about imperfections.
But, like, I've accepted the fact that, like, everything that I might not be comfortable with, I'm okay with. And I'm okay with allowing it to not be in this perfect situation or be the exact thing that I want. So it's like, yeah, I love myself. I'm happy. I wake up every day, I'm happy. I choose the environment I put myself in. I love myself. You know, nothing can be perfect. I mean, my car could have gotten a flat tire. You know, I could be getting divorced. Wait, I am. You know, I could be, my house could have burned down. My dog could have died. Like,
it can always be worse. Someone always has it worse than you.
But it's not even about someone worse. It's, I still love myself. Even with all the crap, I still love myself.
I'm just saying, from the majority of people, watching this, they're going, what the fuck?
That's great that you love yourself, because I don't know what that freaking means.
Yeah, and it might seem like fairy dust and not real, but like you will see as you watch and as you listen that it is real and that everyone can get to it. It might take you 20 years, but like you're going to get closer and closer towards step by step. And the truth is, in order for you to be truly happy and love other people, not even just people, to love your job or to love like a tree, to love anything and everything, you have to go inward and love yourself first. And like that is scary to people.
It's scary because you're talking about, like you said, 20 years. You are really talking about removing layers of beliefs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Layers of
label
shit that maybe has happened to you in your life that has made you believe that you are not worthy.
Yes.
Or not good enough.
Yes.
So it's not just about like, oh, I'm pretty today.
No, we're talking about inward.
It's not what
we're talking about inside.
I know it's not what you guys are saying, but
I'm
thinking, if I'm watching this, how am I processing what the hell they're saying?
You gotta think about that girl in Ohio who's sitting there, who just got into yoga and isn't happy. No? I just picked Ohio randomly.
That's so funny.
No, honestly. I completely forgot. But no, that's watching this video right now and is like, okay, I want to learn how to do yoga. I want to learn how to like be happy with my presence and love myself and bring positive thoughts. That's scary. How does that achieve
that? What people say?
What? I've heard that a lot from people.
I wonder how many people this is scary for.
Everyone. We're all human.
I don't. Maybe it's just
fear. What are you afraid of?
Instead of what are you afraid of, what is your fear?
You're not afraid of anything.
No, ever since I loved myself and Stefan loved me in return, I stopped being afraid. I'm not afraid. I used to be afraid of like,
but
I can literally give you a laundry list of things.
Being afraid is different. Being afraid and fear are two totally different things.
Well, I used to be fearful of a lot of things and I'm not anymore.
And what is something that you're fearful of now in your present life?
Nothing.
So you're not fearful of getting cancer. You're not fearful of your parents dying.
No, I don't think about that stuff because all that stuff happens and whatever happens is going
to
happen.
And that's exactly it. Because you're able to not think about it. Other people live in a state of fear.
Which isn't okay. And that's what we want to change. Because their mind goes off about these things that don't exist yet. And they're fearful about things that aren't even there. And your mind is so powerful that if you think, I have cancer or this bad thing's going to happen, guess what? It might happen. And it probably will because your thoughts are so powerful. So stop thinking all those negative, fearful thoughts.
Amen.
And start just being you and stop caring about all that stuff.
Totally not what I was talking about, but that's
fine. That's what I got.
I was trying and you kept going and going. I was like,
what?
No, the fear, that it's a natural instinct within our bodies. We naturally have fear. It's wired. It's in your brain. It's
for some people.
It's scientific. No, it's actually physically in your body.
Fuck your neck.
Where? Is it gone?
What kind of bug?
I don't know. I think it went down your shirt.
What? Your shirt?
Yeah. I watched it. I'm like, what does she have on her neck? And then I watched it start crawling.
What do you look like? I haven't had one bug in my house.
Apparently you do. You never had a fucking bug on me in my life.
Is this it?
No, it was like long and had three bodies.
What?
Shut up.
Shut up.
It was a centipede? What did it look like?
Jordy, no, listen. I promise you. It was like oblong and it had three sections to it.
What do you mean it had three sections to it? What color was it?
It was brown.
Help me.
I mean, it could be in my hair now. It could be anywhere.
Help me.
Well, now we're getting a show.
No, it's not in your hair. Like, you went like, you got it though right away. You went, here, look at me. You went like this. And you got, like, you pulled it down. That's why I thought it went down your shirt, because you pulled it down.
Check my shirt for me.
Talking about fear, I'm not afraid of bugs. Don't bother me.
No, fear is like, we all have it. And whether we're able to overcome the state of fear that we live in, it's not being fearful. It's not being fearful of, that's clean. It's not being fearful of, like, oh, I'm afraid.
You went straight like this, though. You got it.
So you're saying that fear is wired in us, and some people overcome it and some people don't.
No, so we scientifically know what fear is. We scientifically are able to know that we are experiencing fear. Because you know that you're going to have this moment where you're like, shit.
Yeah, the fight or flight.
And then you go into fight or flight. That's right. In our body. And you go into a fearful mode. But it's not
right, but I couldn't even tell you the last time that ever overcame me.
But here's where I think I can somehow relate to what you're saying. Is like, I've had flashes of moments where you feel so much love for yourself. And you also have someone that helps to feed that.
But
right?
Not, yeah.
That you're like, I can conquer the world, you know, and it doesn't even matter what comes in my path. Like, I'm good. Like, you just feel like you don't. I get what you're saying. I also get what you're saying,
but it's not for us. I'm talking about their fear. I'm talking about their fear of rejection, their fear of acceptance, their fear. We've taken yoga. We've done yoga. I'm talking to them, what their fear to say, I love myself. And what does that really mean? And it's not just, yeah, think this, think that. No, you're physically experiencing fear within your body.
Fear. Handstand. I'm scared of death to go in a handstand.
Have you tried going up against a wall?
Not really. People are fearful of looking at themselves in the mirror. And so the people watching this podcast, that's what I'm speaking to, the fear. And it's the fear of loving themselves. And what is that fear about? It's not about, it's about the fear of rejection.
Yeah.
And rejecting
self-rejection.
Yourself.
Self-rejection, yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Fear. I'm not fear so much about, like, fearful of, like, is you're going to lose your car, you're going to lose your house. I'm talking about fear within yourself. Mm-hmm. And we've all experienced it. We've all experienced the fear of, we don't want to lose this. Fear of, we don't want to lose that. Fear of certain things we've experienced. But then we have to internalize that. What is these internal fears of these people watching this? And we say,
do
you love yourself? We can say we love ourselves to a degree because we've practiced yoga, we've practiced compassion, we've practiced meditation. They may have not. So how do we deliver that message to them? to love themselves when they're having, when they don't even know where to begin.
I think instead, and like, yeah, I probably shouldn't say that a lot, to love yourself, because I bet people are probably like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about that. So instead, we should talk about just how to love, period. Not even go in terms of just how to love, period. Because when you, like, you even just saying how you can relate, because you feel like, it's not like I feel like I'm met, like, I'm not like, I'm not obsessed with myself at all. I don't have a huge ego at all. I'm not like, oh my God, I love myself so much. No. It's more so I just love, period. And like you, and fear and everything that happens and all these emotions and thoughts and whatever anxieties that happen, like the more that you just focus on the vibrational frequency of love outwardly, which is kind of the opposite that I've always said, because I feel like you need to feel it internally. Maybe that was just for me. Maybe other people, they can't go internally. Actually, they have to focus on what they love outwardly.
But I think you're right. I think it's a highway. I think you have to bring it in and you have to send it out. And that when you bring it in, you have to send it out. So the minute you get and you feel love from someone and someone tells you, you know what, I love you, you're wonderful, you send that energy right back out. So when it gives you a compliment, you give a compliment away. And it's that it's a highway. It's a highway of traveling, and you have to keep traveling. So you can't just say, I love myself, I have no fears, because you're sending so much good energy out. But think of all the energy you had to bring in for you to send that out. You are a highway, really.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and some people don't ever get anything inward.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you... Like, you know, so I had, like, my whole life until I met Stefan for 21 years, constant rejection from men. Like, I loved men. I was like, come here. Yes. Open. And didn't happen. You know, like, constant rejection. Like, I wasn't feeling the love at all, but I kept putting it out there, you know? And, like...
And see? And because you gave, and you were giving, and you were bringing, and you kept that fear. You had that fear, and the fear of rejection, but you continued and you put the love out there. That love came back to you, and that's a barrier you broke through.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think to even just bring up one of, like, your number one, your best selling tea from Be By Design is be kind.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy, and we'll definitely do a whole, we should definitely do, like, a whole podcast about mantras and just simple. And that's why the Be By Design brand is so great, because it's simple. Like, I know inspirational quotes are great, reading books are great and stuff too, but sometimes it just needs to be a few words that you can just look at and be like, okay, can I bring that into my life? How can I bring that into my life? Yeah. And the easiest thing on how to make stuff better in your life internally, outwardly, is just to be kind. And that's be kind to yourself, be kind to others, be kind in any situation. If someone's being a dickhead, be kind to them.
And that kindness falls under compassion, which is all the love tier.
The love.
It all goes back to that. Be kind because you're compassionate, because you have love. And you've choose love in the light.
You don't know what somebody has been through. You don't know what they're going through. You have no idea.
Everyone experiences things.
And like, and we're going to get triggered. If someone does something horrible to us, we're going to want to react. But maybe you shouldn't react. Maybe you need